Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Yes, it's time to talk all things Puka Puka, and we've got Jenna on the line. Morena.
Morena.
How are you this morning? How are you?
I'm really great, thank you.
Good, good. We're good too. We're excited to talk about this book that you've chosen for us, The Girls Who Grew Big by Layla Motley.
Yeah, Layla Motley, she's from Oakland, California. She's a poet and filmmaker, and she was the youngest ever author to be longlisted for the Booker Prize for her first novel, Nightcrawling, which she wrote when she was 17.
Wow.
And she was nominated when she was 19. I think this was about 5 years ago. Was it kind of in the COVID times? And Nightcrawling was inspired by real cases of young women in Oakland who were assaulted and exploited by the police. So her writing about young women seems to be a theme, and with the Girls Who Grew Big as well. This is set in a fictional town in Florida, and we follow three teen girls who are young mums or pregnant. So we have Simone, who is the mother of twins. They're called Luck and Lion, and they live in a pickup truck. They've been ousted by her parents' trailer when she got pregnant. You have Emery, who's a white girl who's had a baby with a black boy. She's really, really smart. She's on her way to getting into amazing colleges. But she has a little baby. He's really newly born. His name's Kai. And she lives with her grandparents, but it's very precarious. They won't let the father of the baby on their property.
Wow.
And then we have Adela, who's a mixed-race young swimming champion. She's newly pregnant, and her parents have kicked her out from where she lives, and she's been sent to Florida to wait out her pregnancy away from her parents and lives with her grandmother. So, and she's a really interesting character. She's constantly caught in lies and trying to fit in, which I think comes with her upbringing and having a black father and having a lot of pressure on her. So we have this group of girls, but Simone and Emery are part of a group called The Girls. They're these young mothers who spend most of their time around Simone's pickup with their kids. They spend a lot of time on the beach and live in these kind of like wild bonfire parties. And Adela finds them and connects with Emery. She has problems with Simone, but it really captures that teen girl coming of age story, but they all have kids. I've got a really great line about girl friendship, which I'll read out. True friendship was a stolen breath in a smog-filled sky, a thing to chase but really catch. We were all too scared of solitude to abandon the bonds that hinged on our own disregard, too scared of ourselves to risk being seen as what we were. So that her writing is just stunning. She's it's really poetic, it's rich and visceral, it's really mature. And as well as being a writer, Motley is a doula. So therefore, she's really qualified to talk about mothers, motherhoods, different types of pregnancy. And you can feel that, because when I started this book, I was like, how does this like young woman kind of know the rawness of motherhood and pregnancy? And she really captures that. And so what's really great as well is that with the young woman, you get she captures the emotional immaturity, but the maternal maturity of the mothers. And as a reader, you have a full picture of all the characters and the people connected to them, and they don't know yet. So you know all the drama that's about to come, because some people might be connected to people that are connected to others and they don't know it yet. Mm. She really reminds me of the National Book Award winner Jessamyn Ward, who wrote this amazing book called Salvage the Bones, maybe about 12 years ago, which was set around Hurricane Katrina. This book is also really political. It's deliberately set in a state with limited reproductive care, and it was written when Roe versus Wade was overturned. So these girls are really stuck. Like, when things happen, it's not like you can just go into town and get the medical care that you need, or support that you need. It's a real journey for them. So it was such a good book. Oh, I have another great line. It's a line about telling the father of your child you're pregnant. Telling a man you're pregnant with his child is like taking a bite of a tender peach. The only way to know is if it's good is if you sink your teeth into it. So good.
Wow.
So yeah, I wish I read it earlier. It's just, I think she's such an author to watch. She's got so much more time in her and amazing writing to write, but she really captures this young American girl experience in a time such as this.
Mm. I love when a book is so sort of layered like this as well. Like there's those sort of fairly universal themes like girlhood and girl friendships, which I feel like a lot of people will relate to, and then adding the layers of like teen pregnancy and young mothers onto that, it's probably going to give a lot of people new perspectives on lots of different things, eh?
Absolutely. And it kind of how as a young mum, your brain doesn't stop of maybe the trivial things around you while these, and I think mothers of all ages really, but then while doing this like really massive thing, bringing someone into the world.
It seems like a super poignant book, you know, one that kind of sticks with you after you've read it. Do you feel like that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I really enjoyed reading it and wanted to come back to it every night. It's been such a great read.
She sounds like such an exciting author, the kind of start of it all.
Yeah, is this just second book?
Her second book. Wow. But she's like super wise beyond her years. She was the Oakland Poet Laureate at age 17. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's so annoying when young people are so talented like that.
What were you doing at 17?
Oh, so awesome. Yeah. We've been talking about The Girls Who Grew Big by Layla Motley. On the shelves now at Time Out, yeah?
It's on the shelf at Time Out.
Wonderful. Hey, thank you so much, Jenna. So lovely to chat, and excited to catch up in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Have a great week, everyone.
Ka kite.
Ka kite. Happy
that
reading.
Was Loose Reads.